is something that is, people are vulnerable in this space. Families are vulnerable in this space. And only people of the highest ethics and morals should be in this space.
I'm Suzanne O'Brien, former hospice and oncology nurse, and now the founder of the International Doula Givers Institute. My life's purpose is to teach others how to care for those at the end of life. So if you are a family member wanting to learn how to care for someone you love at the end of life, or you are someone who wants to be a professional end-of-life practitioner, this is the place for you. So sit back, get a cup of tea, and relax. This is the Ask a Death Doula podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Ask a Death Doula. My name is Suzanne O'Brien. Thank you for being here. Today, we're going to talk about how you build a network resource list to grow your death doula business. I talk about this all of the time on the one thing that you need to do in order to grow your death doula business and to serve your community, because we like a win-win-win situation. And one of the things I think that we have to be really clear about, those of us who are called to be death doulas, to work in this sacred space, it is more important today than ever before to bring that support back globally. One of the things that is so critical to understand is that you are that go-to person. You are the ambassador to that good end of life. And by the way, when we're ambassadors to a good end of life, you're ambassadors to a good life. Just because we are doula givers with end of life as that education does not mean that it's just an end of life education. That is an end of life wisdom, end of life learning. It's all about life, because the truth is a good end of life is a good life. But what does that mean? And death is our greatest teacher about how to do and how to do life in the best way possible. Learning from and hearing the wisdom of people that are leaving this world is the greatest truth there could possibly be. They talk about the mouths of babes, the fact that most of us don't see end of life, that we're not a part of it, that we don't see the natural, sacred experience for what it is, and we don't get to hear the wisdom of those that are leaving, in my opinion, has directly related to the chaos that we see in this world today. So I'm going to teach you today one of the simplest and most important techniques on how you have a flourishing doula giver death doula business in three simple steps. So we have a three simple business formula. Today, I'm going to actually hone into the business of network resource list building. And so if you don't have a pen and a paper ready right now, please go ahead, because I'm actually going to list out who I recommend that you go ahead and put on your network resource list. But it is a wonderful list, and it is all that our doula givers have to do in order to get their businesses not only going, but also to be of service in their community. So the first step that I will always say to a graduate is to host a monthly death cafe. There's a podcast on that. So if you want to know how to host a podcast, a death cafe, please go ahead and go to that podcast. But this is the first step. So you want to do a monthly recurring offering, whether it is a death cafe or a life cafe or a, you know, a seminar or something that you just want to do on a consistent basis. And so what does that do? So that is a free offering. It has to, and I really, again, I love free education. Invite your community into this space. That's the whole purpose of why we're here, is to bring back the normalize and bring back the sacred awareness of what death truly is, not what people think and not the fear that's associated with it that just got built up for crazy reasons, because there's honestly nothing to fear. The fear is really not living fully. And that's, again, what we learn from end of life. But bringing an opportunity for people to come ask you questions about end of life, get resources, just even have conversation. And that is through a monthly consistent offering. So again, death cafes are one of the easiest things you can do. I did mine and I'm going to start another one in this location that I'm in, and you can do one online. So you don't have to worry if you're somebody who, you know, might not have an opportunity where you live to do it. although I feel like there's always opportunities. It's just a question of seeking them out. But you can also do a death cafe online. However, I love you to be in person with your community, allow that safe, loving space for people to ask questions. And I will highly recommend that you do it at your local library. Why? Because most people, you know, a library is a wonderful place where people go to expand their learning. And you know, it's just something that usually everyone is a part of their local library. You're supporting your community. So they will be really behind you on, you know, giving you a room, and they will put it on their newsletter and they'll put it on their community calendar. And so when I did mine, I didn't have to do any advertising. I didn't have to advertise at all. And it just picked up momentum and so many people came, and it was such a beautiful, beautiful thing to create community, to reduce the fear of death, to empower with conversation and to inspire about life. And so you host a monthly one, and mine was 2 hours. It was a 2-hour slot from 5 to 7, one Thursday a month. Can we commit to that? Of course we can, right? And what happens is doing it consistently at the same time every month allowed for people who couldn't come that month to know that it was every month and they can come to the next one, tell their friends. And it snowballed. It had so many people come. And then what I'm going to tell you to do now is I'm going to show you how, as that death doula, to build and put together a resource network list to invite to this death cafe and to let them know about your services and to let them know again what you offer. And you're going to need to know these people as well, because as you start serving your families as a doula giver, death doula, there's going to be times that you need a estate planning for a lawyer. You need to know the local funeral home. You need to know who has green burial. You need to know where is the closest water cremation. All of these different disciplines that are all attached to elderly and end of life. And these are your people. So let me go into what different disciplines I recommend for you to write down and to locate in your area. So I'm going to give you the titles of these. And then I want you to, when you have time, is to go into your own Google and community and say, okay, who are my senior centers? Where are they? What are they titled? Get their contact information. So I'm going to read you this list, and then we're going to talk about what you do next. So here are several examples of places we recommend that you network with. And again, remember, it is important and vital to establish relationships with various organizations and professionals so that when someone needs your death doula services, you will be top of the mind to refer them to. So we recommend you go to senior centers in your area. Grief counselors, find out who the grief counselors are in your area. Other death doulas, doula givers, hospices, hospitals, community outreach. Go to the community outreach in that hospital, because usually hospitals can have a lot of departments. Look for the community outreach section. Community centers, senior living centers, nursing homes, home funeral guides. There are people that are known as home funeral guides. Who are those home funeral guides that serve your geographical area? And I'll tell you why this is so critically important. Because in the doula givers training, we do a huge part on planning ahead and having a home funeral and what is a home funeral and how important that is spiritually, emotionally, rituals, and also economically. So there's so many positive things about it. People are really opting for home funerals. Know what the logistics are within your state to have that family be able to have a home funeral. Find your home funeral guide. They're amazing. The next ones that we'll recommend you find are life celebrants. So somebody can come in and do that service for that home funeral. So they're called life celebrants. Funeral homes, crematories, green burial cemeteries. So there's a big movement on dying, what I call dying to be green, and the green options. You know, our choices of what we choose now for us and our families has a huge impact on this planet after we're not here anymore. And the standard way that people are having their end of life with being embalmed and put in non-biodegradable caskets is having a huge negative impact on the environment. So there's no judgment here, but it's honestly, we have to get very clear. And also bringing back the conversation about end of life is bringing back all of the amazing options that we have with this beautiful part of our journey. And that's one of them. So understanding where green burials and or natural burials are located in your community, the time that you want to try and figure this out is not when you're under the gun, not when somebody is having their end of life or has died and trying to scramble to put it together. The beautiful thing about you is that you are a death doula and you have the time to now put together your resource list and services before you're ever serving families. So that when you're like, oh, green burial, go into your Rolodex. Now I'm dating myself with the Rolodex. Go into your list and go ahead and find, yes, and you've already ideally introduced yourself to the green burial, natural burial, funeral director. So they know you and you know them, and you only will refer to the highest integrity people that you know about. If there's somebody who's not practicing in integrity of the highest service serving families in this space, then of course we don't recommend them. I don't care what their title is. And so you get a chance to know the reviews, get to know them and see that you like them. This is something that is, people are vulnerable in this space. Families are vulnerable in this space. And only people of the highest ethics and morals should be in this space. And we find ourselves as death doulas often being the ones that will actually go out and find the different services and modalities without being pressured to buy or pay more or do all these things that sometimes people end up doing because they don't know any better and they're in a state of vulnerability and grieving. So we always want to come from that place of high integrity. Anyone on your list should be of that place of the highest integrity as well. Green burials, natural burials, water cremations. Those are a big one coming about, is having a water cremation. And I will tell you from my research, it seems that water cremations are the most environmentally friendly option that we have going for the planet. So if you are somebody, and I hope that you are, that is concerned with the impact of the planet, the climate change, all that's going on, is that we want to do our due diligence. And it also makes us feel really good that we're making empowered choices that have a positive impact on everyone. So water cremations, religious organizations. I've had doulas go to their local religious organizations, hand in their cards, and never have to advertise from that point, because religious organizations tend to, right, surround each other, support each other. And now they know that you're the death doula, that you do this. So when people get ill, and we know that they will, in where we live, they start referring you out and start recommending you. And so that's a beautiful way to do it. You know, we've had doulas that have done just that and not had to do anything else for their communities. It doesn't mean that you have to be part of that religion. It means that you're sharing with them that this is your service that you offer, that you're here to help them, that if they need that, call you. You do that with all the religious organizations in your area. Then estate planning firms. This is a huge one. So I remember in 2015, I was living in New York City and I got a call from an estate planning firm. They said, can you please come meet with us? The New York Post did a story on doula givers and one of our doula giver graduates. And we got calls from all these different places, home health agencies and this estate planning firm. And they said, could you come meet with us and come to our office? And they said, we have this estate plan package that we offer. And within it is the position that we talk about, healthcare proxy, advanced directives, you know, quality of life. And we don't know what we're talking about. Can you please do that piece for us? Can you please share with us and our families what these things mean, you know, in what circumstances? Elder care attorneys and estate planning firms, this is huge for you to network with. Specifically because they don't know this space. And so the people that have approached the death doula graduates who have approached the estate planning firms, the elder care attorneys, they have been so excited because they can do seminars together and events together. And again, it's just amazing because you're serving your community. Geriatric doctors, palliative care doctors, oncologists. You know, we don't give doctors today, hopefully this will change and change soon. We don't give doctors any end of life training, very minimal, if any, definitely not in the way that you would want to see a training given. in med school. And so how do we expect them to understand how to support people, which, by the way, we teach them right now, usually, that if their patient dies, they failed somehow, which is an impossible thing to do, because we know as much as you keep somebody alive, and we know how to do that. It's a very dangerous space that we get in as medical practitioners, because we know how to keep people alive, but keeping people alive and living are two very different things. And so you sometimes it causes a lot more pain and suffering on many different levels, extending that journey rather than focusing on comfort measures, symptom management. And I'll tell you right now, tight symptom management can lead to higher quality of living than you may have seen your loved one have in 30, 40, 50 years. Because again, it can do so much, but our medical practitioners usually don't have the time to do tight symptom management. And they're also not taught about palliative care and end of life and the importance of tight symptom management rather than just always trying to extend that life. So getting with your palliative care doctors, your oncology doctors, your geriatric doctors, you as the death doula have the beautiful opportunity to be with your patients and families without time restrictions. And that is probably in and of itself the greatest asset to the death doula profession, movement, position, is that you are not seeing 20 patients at a time. You are not having to only be there for 1 hour once a week. You are not having to do hours of documentation on your visits. You have the ability to stay with that family, to see what's working, what's not working, to provide them with the best medicine that you have to give, which is your presence, your true presence. And it's something that now is filling in the gaps in mainstream medical, where our medical practitioners are killing themselves to make a difference. The death doula comes in and she or he is able to come in with no time restrictions, be the eyes and ears for the medical team. Together, we make a perfect fit. And this is the answer to the elder care crisis, and it's happening and it's amazing. So you want to get with your doctors, you want to get with, find your bereavement counselors in your area and any other end of life coaches, again, celebrants, mid end of life midwives, doula givers. There's a couple of different names that they use for that. Once you have this list, you want to find out, obviously, do your research, get their email, get their phone number, get their address. And you want to write a really beautiful email to them, not too lengthy, but really beautiful, about telling who you are, that you are newly certified, that you now are, you know, this is your life's purpose and why this is important to you. And you want to invite them and rally them to be the community resource for everything to do with aging and end of life in your community. And you want to invite them to your monthly death cafe. Let's just say it's a death cafe at the local library. You also want to encourage them to invite all of their families and people. This is about serving. This is about service. This is about serving your community. So you want to invite them to come to your monthly event, and then maybe you can do panel discussions, or you can have somebody do a little talk once in a while. You know, different people can do different presentations. They can also bring in their information for people. But you also want to encourage them to let their families know. Let's just say you're a local funeral home and you have an email list of families that are on your email list. This is support of your community members. Encourage them and give them the verbiage. Say, could you please send this little announcement out to your list to say that we are here together, we are here serving together with resources and free education and free community gatherings to help you support your loved ones to have the best, most positive end of life possible. And we invite you to come, ask questions, get resources at this monthly community event. All of a sudden, you've got hundreds, if not thousands, of people coming and knowing about your event. Now, of course, not everyone is going to come every time, so don't worry about that. The most important thing is letting your community know that there are resources and support that's available for them. That changes everything, right? In a time that something is so very scary or can be very scary. So again, I want to emphasize that when you are a death doula, to have a resource network list to build it, and you have the luxury and do this as a professional. You are a professional. Have this information before you ever need it. Yes, of course, there are going to be times maybe you didn't think of something and then you're going to go out and find it. But you have the luxury of building a network resource list that you're going to need for your families. And I will tell you this, I will always say that at the end of life, time is not on our side. I'm going to say it again. At the end of life, time is not on our side. People come on hospice services very late in their process, and it's usually a fight or flight crisis situation of just putting band-aids on that end of life. So you might get called in that, and you usually do right now, and putting band-aids and trying to find resources quickly. If you had already your Rolodex with all of your service people that are on your fingertips that know you, hey, it's Suzanne, I'm calling because I have a family that wants a home wake and a guide and a natural burial. I have all that information, boom, 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 already for my family, making this the most stress-free end of life allows them to be more present in the journey and have, again, the opportunity to have a positive end of life, which, by the way, 80 to 90% of a positive end of life, no matter what the disease process, is planning ahead. And you, as the death doula, facilitate that. Thank you so much for answering the call. Thank you so much for showing up in this space. We desperately need you. And this is not only how we change end of life, but how we change the world right now. So thank you for being a part of that beautiful ripple effect. This podcast was How to Build a Network Resource List. If you have any questions about that, please write them below. I want to thank you for being on this episode of Ask a Death Doula, and I'll see you in the next one. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you so much for being part of Ask a Death Doula podcast. Please remember that everyone everywhere has the ability to have the good death with the right education, kindness, and support. See you in the next episode.